Good morning, Auroville. Today is Wednesday, 30th of April, and weather here in Auroville is hot with temperatures a few degrees under 30 and some above in daytime, and it will stay that way for some time. If you might be wondering why we haven't published nothing lately, why we have been closed for past 3 months after dedicated, passionate and not judgmental broadcasting for past 7 years without any support from the city and community in large, and if you might be wondering why we are starting again now, please listen to following interviews with Andrea, project holder and main force of radio, and Reno as a future team member and as a member of wider Auroville community. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Miriam.
After 3 months, we are starting back today.
Yep.
So what happened in between? And actually, why we closed down the radio spaces for 3 months?
Actually, it's a long story, but to make it short, we have been forced to do that because we requested to have a little bit more space to develop the present and the future project with the FM station, and that was refused, and was built a separation in the conference room to give more space to the another service, the housing service, and that separation make us absolutely not able to provide the service that we were doing since 7 years, and especially in the hot season we have no air circulation and we have practically the same noise that is happening in the nearby office coming into our little space. And so since we have not been even taking in consideration to have a feedback, a meeting with the people that took this decision, we have been forced by our ourselves, we decided to close the service to provoke a reaction from the community. And the community slowly by slowly realized with positive feedback from many residents of Auroville that the radio deserve more attention and the space probably. And so we had a meeting recently with the people that are working in the town hall. The meeting was called by the Auroville Council. And one of the points was the request to open the radio again to provide the service and to show the willingness to again move forward and try to solve the problem. We decided to open with the idea, the request, to have a meeting in August with all the members of the town hall and naturally the Auroville Council in order to talk and decide along with the ACUR, the members of the ACUR, the one that they decide to split the room in that way, to decide about the radio future. And we had a lot of feedback also from abroad, especially from the people living outside of Auroville, and naturally all the Auroville international were supportive in our, not decision, but understanding what's going on.
Yes, so so to speak, the decision by ACUR was taken without consulting involved parties, correct?
Yeah, that's what happened.
There's another point, I think, in all this story, which is the story in 7 years with dedicated, passionate and really truly work of service. How have we been supported? Are we supported by the city? Are we supported by BCC? Are we supported with the community?
We had a strong support on the moral level from BCC, from the community, but on the practical level, we never saw one single rupee come in our account, and we have been always able to provide this free service for Auroville and the Aurovillians and the people interested in Auroville that are connected with our little community thanks to our daily work by doing fundraising by ourselves. So, and we invested a lot of money, we spent a lot of money every year just for paying the expenses to stay in that space and pay the telephone bills and all these things has to be fundraised. And at the beginning, we were fundraising that money were fundraised for making our own space somehow. But since we saw no support from the community on the economical level from the BCC, we decided to use that money to pay our bills in order to survive. And many lakhs have been spent in that way in the last 7 years.
You personally participate a big part of it. Daniel participated in many donations from outside, but still in if we look it from the grow plan, how much was spent in those 7 years for the studio, for all the equipment, all the recording devices, all the microphones, all the chairs, tables?
Probably around 25 lakhs, something like that, and that money were collected mostly by the donation of Stitching Desire, presenting the project that we have been able to send to them thanks to the project coordination group. Mm-hmm. And many other money were collected by the work that we were providing, we are providing to the community, asking donation for the recording that we were doing, the live broadcasting from other places or in the studios. So any money, personal money that Daniel and myself, we put at the beginning of the project to make starting, because we were without any kind of equipment, and that was really, really hard to do it without it. So it began with personal donation, and later on it moved to donation coming from the community and Stitching Desire, and the Fund for the World Education. I also gave money for making the FM station, the application for the license for the FM station. And that money are still there in our accounts, ready to be spent to make the FM station.
Okay, there's another point also in that story. 7 years ago, when you started, since you had practical experiences with local radio stations, which purpose is to inform the community on the events on the spot and on events from past, near past future, and near past present, and near past and to near future. Still, your idea was to start the real radio station with FM license and so forth, as far as I remember, not to have internet radio all the time, correct?
Yes, the idea was to begin very soon. I mean, the project started in 2003, and for 1 year did a research about the way the information were shared in Oroville, and I discovered that we have, at that time and still, we have a very archaic way to share information. In fact, a lot of problems are arising because the people are not well informed, or they have no time to participate to meetings, or simply they get information from the wrong source that they have not understood about the topic. So we have a lot of gossip going around simply because we don't have the real source of the information. That's the radio can make sort of bypass by providing information directly from the source. So the misunderstanding that is happening many, many times in Oroville, it will decrease very much. And the idea was to provide in 2005 or 2006 the community with this FM station, but we learned that was very much difficult because the Indian law was not so easy to get an FM license. So we decided to begin the internet radio station, and that make us learning and teaching and showing to the community that was possible on the practical level to do internet radio station. And later on we came to know how to make the process to get the FM station done. And last year in May, in this period of time, we received from the Oroville Foundation the request to provide Oroville to that license, and we were working in this project when we came to this project, to its problem, to not having the space to develop, because first of all we need the space, practically 2 meter more of linear space to have at least 40 square meter in total to make the proper space for having FM station. Mm-hmm. So that's the story. The idea was to start with the FM to provide fresh information with the full to the full population, and later we find ourselves to develop the internet radio station before, because it wasn't possible for the getting the license in an easy and in short wave. And now we are ready to make the step to getting the license, because everybody's ready to make this step, and many Rovilians have been trained in this work in the last 7 years, and many students also have been worked with us, and they can join this project to provide workforce and volunteers to the radio that should work by on volunteer base.
Okay, Andrea, I think we should stop it at this point, and we'll see how the next few months will go and where that will lead us.
Yeah, for sure. I will really wish you to all of you to get the FM station, because we will be able to have fresh information at very cheap cost compared with how many people can get informed by just a little receiver that it costs then less than 100 rupees in India, and no cost for the community. The full cost of running FM station is around 3-4 lakhs per year. So it's, compared with the amount of people that you can get in touch with in real time, it's really, really cheap and feasible, since we have all the equipment ready to be used.
To start it, yeah. Andrea? Okay.
Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck for us.
Yeah, good luck for us.
Thank
you. Bye. Bye. Rena, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
What is information for you?
Information for me is, first of all, it's really exciting because information is a cultural, is understood by different cultures in different ways. So information is like language. It's receiving information. Even the way one receives information is completely cultural. And that's why it's so exciting in Orville, because the Koreans understand things differently than a Tamil person will understand something, which will be again different from a French person, etc., etc. So communication is really important, because it's even when you communicate the same thing, it will be understood completely differently by different people, which I think is also part of the whole issue with the radio and the radio closing. A lack of information or different perception, maybe also some underlying understanding or unappreciation of what it takes to do something. I don't know. Yeah. But I think a lot of it has to do precisely with communication or the lack of it, which creates problems. So communication
is
exciting. Okay,
that's part of that story. But if you go back, what is information? And as a human being, can you survive without information?
No, you're all the time using information, whether it's through your eyes, your ears, or what you touch. You're constantly processing information.
So how does it make you feel if somebody blocked the information for you?
I find that upsetting, and I think, you know, and I had to keep thinking about the radio. You know, when a country is being invaded, the first thing they do is attack the radio.
They close it down.
They close down the radio. So it definitely, the radio is in any source of information. You know, look at Egypt, the press is being strangled. So all areas of information are obviously very crucial, because it's the heartbeat or the pulse of a people and a place.
And
I think that's not being fully appreciated in Oroville, because we're not used to thinking of ourselves like that.
Do you know that we were not supported, and still we are not, with the community at all?
No, I didn't know that.
Financially, many good members of the team had to leave because of the survival point. Do you know that?
No, I know. And I also know that you personally are having difficulties. So I find that, I found out all of these things, and I think it's a shame. And the mindset that we live in is constantly of, it's a difficult, I mean, I don't face the issues that the BCC faces and all their budgets and everything. But there is definitely a problem of appreciating services in Oroville, which is not there for people who run businesses, and there's really a disbalance. There's a great disbalance in Oroville.
And this city runs on gossips. There are no proper channel of non-censored or no-gossip information. And you know the radio is the only one who can also give you the reality view, because if I publish, for example, the general meeting, it's exactly how it is.
Yep.
Without comments, without twisting or turning, correct?
Correct.
And we were providing that, correct?
Correct.
When you heard that the radio is closed, what was your first thought?
I was very sad. I loved the radio. I've loved the radio since I was a kid. We tried to set up a illegal ham radio for a few minutes when we were small, from Johnny's Windmill to Certitude. So I've always been excited about communication and the radio. And so I was very sad that it was closed down. I thought that this was wrong, and that, a little bit more care should have been taken. And I see the discussion on the net, people were feeling that Andrea was playing the victim. But for him to be playing the victim, he must have been victimized. So it's not fun for the other person to think of themselves as the hangman or the person that creates a victim. But in fact, that has to be looked at. It's a little bit too easy to just...
That is just a judgment, to my opinion. And, if somebody basically give you all the best service he can for free...
Yeah, you have no appreciation for it.
You still don't appreciate, and secondly, you want to block it. So how... it's like, not that somebody would be victim, but at the end of the day, you can do something better with your time, isn't it? And honestly, after 7 years, I finally had the holidays.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what, Miriam? I think people in Oroville are just so used to seeing the people from the radio come in to record meetings, concerts, this or that. They don't really think that, this is actually a work. This is something that takes, you have to come back into the studio. You have to edit it. You have to upload it. You have to put content. You have to write. I don't think people really appreciate... understand the work involved. And that's why I was really sad. I was really sad to see it close down. Also, I've loved the radio because I've always seen it as an entrance for all. The hundreds of volunteers have come through here. And
including Oroville children.
Oroville children, tons of volunteers come in, and they immediately get in touch with what's happening in Oroville, because they're not here as some sort of tourist scratching their head. They're there with a microphone. And so you get also these very different... Lively points of view. And for them, they get to enter into Oroville and walk around and see and just be part of the community, because they're actually already working, So I love that. I think that's so important and so crucial. And I think often in Oroville, we tend to not understand what atmospheres are and what the work is that people do. And so, it was very sad. So I was very upset, and I could see it wasn't getting really resolved. So, and I felt that Andrea really needed some support. So I jumped in.
You jumped in. That's actually good, because you got a good voice, you got an insight, you know the people and so forth. So you would be a big asset to us, so to speak.
Well, I'm really excited, and I'm learning how to edit sound, and it's really nice to learn something new. And
that's a completely new dimension.
Yeah, and I hope, because I'm also involved in Oroville Art Service, I have no idea how, but I hope that the two things can somehow have some sort of use. And meantime, I'm really happy to learn a new skill.
But... if you go back to that, sore point, which is the dispute between Akur team and Oroville radio team, do you think it's really right that just managing team accepted decision without notifying the involved parties?
I think what they did notify, but what they didn't do is take into consideration what his needs were. And really, from the meeting that I attended to and from everything I've observed, it looks like there's a lot of hostility, which may not be directly connected to the radio, but there seems to be a lot of past story that is overplaying into the decision to not bring up the point of view of the radio, ask them what is their feedback, what are their needs, or anything like that. So there seems to be a mindset that is... and you know what? That's really prevalent in Oroville today by a lot of the groups. The groups have a lot of them, whether they're management groups, farm groups, whatever groups they are.
It's always underlying stories.
They isolate themselves after a while from the community with the idea that they're doing a job. But in the end, if they're, what part of their job, and especially in Oroville, a big part of our job is to communicate, is to try and harmonize different points of view. And if you don't take that into consideration and you're just trying to run the thing perfectly, you're missing a large part of what your job really is. The same way, I'm sure the working committee is doing a lot of work, but if they don't communicate, that's really... It doesn't make sense.
And secondly, the way I feel personally, all these problems of communication does come with the ego.
Oh, of course. A lot of it has to do with ego, but that's really such a vast subject. And of course, everybody has a strong reason to defend their ego. And especially in Oroville and in a spiritual community, nobody likes to be the bad guy. Everybody wants to be loved. It's a small place. So I feel very kind of lucky because I've been through so much shit here. I've lost a little bit.
That's a blessing.
I've lost a little bit this year. I don't mind really so much if I'm not loved anymore. So it's okay. Of course, it's painful, but it's okay. It's like, it's all right. I'd rather do what I think is right than be loved by people who I don't think are doing the right thing.
Yeah, but on that meeting you were referring to, actually, I was strict because I realized that... The management team of Akur are sincerely convinced that they're doing completely right thing.
Yes, absolutely.
They didn't even think about some other point of view or...
No, they were very defensive. They felt attacked and they felt very defensive. They feel probably that they've been trying to do the best they can for years over here. And I'm sure they have, and I'm sure they face a million problems every day. But I think if part of your job isn't involving input, taking in other people's consideration, and perhaps changing your point of view, then I'm not sure that what you're doing is
really correct.
Is full or you know in the context of Oroville.
Okay, then there's another topic which is circulating around, and I was not even aware of it, but it is here. So where do you think the radio should be?
Well, I think from talking to Andrea about what the needs of the FM station is and understanding the broadcast frequency, it seems like it needs to be at a very high place, and this is the apex place. I also understand that he likes the fact that the radio is accessible. The town hall is a public building. Many people are going through it, in that sense, public building. Oroville, where a lot of people are coming through, so it picks up the pulse of the place. And so for all the reasons that he has explained to me, it seems like it's the ideal place. And there is really no reason. The housing group has plenty of space. They've even put potted plants in the middle. So there's really no reason why these 2 meters shouldn't be given. I understand why they selected the area because it was the most simplest place to put the barrage. But again, you know, if they were going to change the use of the conference hall, certainly a little bit more consultation and, should have been shared with people. I find a little bit unfair and not so correct.
Okay, since you are a fresh one to join our team, hopefully.
Yep.
What do you expect in the near future from the radio? Or the community broader sense?
I think it'll be very exciting when this whole... Because I saw that immediately this whole idea of a FM station was taken up in the hope that the frequency issue... Because there was a debate on AVNet about frequency being bad, etc. But it's really uninformed because even I, who am totally bad in electronics, know that radio frequency is far less damaging in any way than cell phone frequency, which everybody is carrying anyway and is being bombarded by. So that's a silly discussion, but I saw that that was being quickly used as a possible break. And really, Miriam, what's bothering me today in Orville is whether it's personalities in charge or groups or whatever, the main preoccupation that people have, it seems, as soon as they have some authority, is how to prevent something from happening. And I, you know, our instinct should be constantly, I can understand that that's our protectionist instinct, but we have to constantly be fighting that and constantly be working against that to include. It's difficult. Even at my age, I don't want to learn a new cell phone method and a new computer program. It just drives me crazy because you just want to
stay in the frame of comfort zone.
Yeah, a comfort zone. But that's not what we're here to do. Our thing is all the time to stretch and to go yes and, yes and, yes and. And every time we don't do that, we are not doing a service to Orville. We should realize that. If we're running a place, you know, I take an example. For example, my mother is a great cook, but right now it stresses her so much to make good food that even if we're all coming and she's stressed out and we're eating the good food, we would prefer to have less good food and have a more relaxed atmosphere. And atmosphere is worth a lot. It's very easy to break and very hard to construct. So it's everybody's responsibility to not pollute atmosphere and to try and keep what's precious, precious.
Should we add something?
I don't know. I feel really concerned about your situation, Miriam. Why don't you tell us a little bit? I know that you've been working now. What's happening in your country? You have no support financially either. I hear you're having a housing problem also.
Yes.
So, and you have two young children, so life must be a little bit stressful for you as well.
A lot.
Well, I hope, I really hope things work out, and I think we as a community, we need to start really appreciating and caring for the members that live here, despite all our differences and our plus points and our minus points. I think we really need to make an effort to help the people who live here. And I really hope your situation changes soon.
I just have to be I'm grateful for the support of Bridging Fund, which keeps us afloat now. And in past few months, some friends supported me, which is also a big
What is support from Bridging Fund? What does that really mean?
Maintenance.
Okay, so you get a maintenance, but you have two children. I myself, I'm not managing with the two children on a maintenance.
You can manage?
No. So how do you manage?
No, I don't manage.
Okay.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You just don't, I mean, anyhow, none of us is poor, so we live at a minimum.
Yeah. See, it's a real strange thing in Orville because maintenance was not supposed to be a salary. It was supposed to be pocket money for your petrol and your cigarettes and whatever other.
Actually, it is pocket money. It's nothing anymore.
I know. But now it's given to you only whether you work or not. So it's effectively become a salary and effectively you have to pay for your food out of it and all of these other things.
No, I also have to pay all the bills with it.
That's what I'm saying. So, but all these bills.
The bills are 10,000.
And what bills, what are you covering with these bills? What are you paying for?
House, bills for electricity, water, then of course petrol for the bike.
Yeah.
Those are the bills.
So it's living costs.
Just that I can be on the place.
Yeah,
Those are the bills.
So, you know, it's
and, yeah, produce. But, just the bills are 10,000. So whatever else, I have to look at somewhere else. And the fact is that teenager does the solo kitchen dinner is he needs four dinners to satisfy himself, and he's not a big fat guy, he's actually a skinny boy.
I know, that's always strange that we get 1,500 for children, because it might be okay when they're one or two, but as soon as they become 12 or 13, they're actually...
Is it just the age, the time in between?
They spend a lot more than the older people, age. So it's actually quite hard to manage.
No, myself, I can live on a piece of fruit and maybe a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And coffee in the town hall, I can live on that.
Yeah.
But not on my child.
Yeah. They have different needs, and they actually need more money. I've realized that myself.
Yeah, they need.
Yeah, it's a very different reality. Personally, I've been in Orville with money, and now I've been in Orville without money. And the two realities are, I mean, Orville is still magic, but it's a different different reality. And a lot of the times, people cannot appreciate, as I could not appreciate when I had money, what it, the stress that it is to live here and not be able to get by. It's really stressful. Even when I lived in America, which is not a community, not this, not that, I never had so much money stress. Like how, I mean,
no,
I don't know.
With this situation, you also see the all the social differences, which are getting bigger and bigger here in Oroville.
Yeah.
If I compare it to 7 years back and now, whoa. I see the rich people and I see those who are living modestly on maintenance, and actually that we're supposed to be doing, to be maintained with the basic stuff and do our work, isn't it?
Mm.
We are not here to have a comfort life with a swimming pool, with a car, with all the gadgets and with all the dining outside and so forth and all the holidays in God knows where. Mm. Are we here for that? We're here to do the work, and I'm happy to do the work, but the fact is at the end of the day, if I feel humiliated and there's nothing in the house to give to the children,
it becomes painful.
It becomes painful.
And the
thing, I'm not. I don't think I'm the only one.
No, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. And it's a constant. It's a constant challenge on one's faith. You know. I don't know. Like in America, like okay, so I can go out and I can work and I can get a job. You know, it's not even like there's a job market here or a place where. I mean, maybe there is a little bit, but it's just very strange. It's a very awkward thing. And I think the more we're going this road, you know, I don't know. There has to be a more fraternal sharing, and I think our economy has to change, because you know, it's not, that part is not even questioned. People who are in business are feeling, oh, they're always being taxed, or oh, you know, so but actually there's not that much compared to how much people who have no money are scrutinized. Are you working? Are you not working? What are you doing? And the people who are very busy have the natural tendency to constantly think that everybody else is doing nothing.
Probably.
So that's it seems like that's the state of mind that people. I mean, even if they see you coming and putting up the microphone at every meeting, I don't know. It's not entering that it's a work.
Mm. Come on, if I come on the meeting and record these 3 hours,
yeah,
and then I'm late, the soul kitchen is already closed. It happened already, so I have to provide some kind of food for the children, and children they've been waiting for me, and then maybe it's another concert which happens in next half an hour, so I have to rush from one point to another point, and then in the morning to edit all these things plus do the news. Honestly, I've been working in the peak season for 15 hours at least a day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And my children were not always happy, and also I was, you know, it's exhausting as well. But if to me to communicate is really important, and if I cannot communicate, I'm stuck in a space and I don't even know what's going on around me, and it gives you an insecure feeling, you know. You don't know where you're at. And the first my thought when I came here is like, these people don't want to communicate. They don't communicate. They hang in their own niche corners, each of them doing something. But in the big scale, they don't come together.
No.
So where's the community then?
No, everybody's working.
You just each got
carved a little space.
Milieu of their own friends and so cliques or whatever you would name it. This kind of circle and maybe this kind of circle. But and then you see all of a sudden that there are two similar things happening on different sides of the city, but they don't communicate and they don't share.
It's absolutely true.
And if it's a spiritual community, first of all, I think the unconditional share should be in place.
It's perfectly true, and I totally agree with it. And if you look at also how many groups are doing exactly the same thing, it's precisely for that same reason. Somebody doesn't like the way somebody is doing it, so he starts his own group and does the same thing. And so there's a lot of repetition of useless functions.
It's not effective.
It's not at all effective.
For the spiritual community, it's supposed to be also effective in many ways.
Yeah. No, actually, we could be really rich. You know, now Oroville is producing so much in terms of income, money, this stuff. We could actually all be living a really decent life. Okay, Miriam.
I think we deviated a little bit, but thank you very much.
Thank you, Miriam.
Yeah. And let us just conclude with the mother and Sri Aurobindo words. All your life must be an offering and sacrifice to the Supreme. Your only object in action shall be to serve, to receive, to fulfill, to become a manifesting instrument of the divine Shakti in her works. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on aurobindoradio.org.